Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Dr. Einat Wilf, a noted Israeli academic, author, and lecturer, and a former parliamentarian. Dr. Wilf, can anything be deduced by the outcome of the Israeli elections?
It's a clear victory. It's a clean victory. The camp that vote or maintain the situation clearly won over the camp that wanted change. And in every election at the end of the day, those are the two options. Want change or do you want to maintain the situation? And the maintain camp clearly won over the change camp.
Who would you say campaigned well and who campaigned poorly?
The Labour Party is considered to have had a great campaign, a serious campaign, one that touched on the issues. But then, because they were not a party that any longer has pretensions to lead the country, and in many ways, the party that channels what Labour Party used to be, it's blue and white, basically the Labour Party got destroyed and it had nothing to do with this campaign. Obviously, based on the results, the great campaigns belong to blue and white and to Likud. And there's no doubt that the Likud campaign, and especially Benjamin Netanyahu's campaign, was the one that was most expertly put together.
You are listening to Dr. Einat Wilf, a noted Israeli academic, author, and lecturer, and a former parliamentarian. Dr. Wilf, is Benjamin Netanyahu unmovable?
Unmovable. There's no such thing, but he's clearly a major force to reckon with. And the thing that is often overlooked is the simple fact that he's delivering. Under Netanyahu, violence has significantly dropped. The number of Jews and Arabs who have been killed as a result of violent conflict in the Netanyahu years in the last decade is the lowest in the history of the entire conflict. This is something that a lot of people are not aware of because it's not the stuff of Nobel Peace Prizes, but it's actually very impressive and it's something that we feel. For many Israelis, the trauma of the exploding buses, families blown to bits in cafes and what was misnamed the Second Intifada, it's still so traumatic that having a streak of a decade where this doesn't happen, where people know that they can safely take a bus or go to a cafe, is a tremendous achievement. We also have to deal, people in the left, with the fact that Netanyahu has punched a significant hole, if not destroyed completely, the thesis that said that for Israel to be accepted among the nations, to prosper economically, Israel has to make peace with the Palestinians, to make overtures. Netanyahu basically came with an alternative thesis. That's not necessary. We need to be strong. We need to be valuable to other countries. That's how we will have allies. And the Palestinians can be basically at the margins. They may come and make peace. They may not. But it is not a central issue to Israel's strength and prosperity and even to its diplomatic success. And I think certainly for those on the left, there's a need to deal with the fact that a thesis that we had pretty much collapsed under the Netanyahu decade.
What does the outcome of the election in general say about the Israeli electorate? People say that the Israeli electorate has moved to the right. Some people say that if there could be a gesture by the Palestinians, perhaps the electorate would move back toward the center, perhaps even to the left. What do you think about this?
That's always true. I mean, if you look over decades, the Israeli electorate, issues have come and gone, but the Israeli electorate remains pretty much split in the middle. One could even argue that a true left-wing government we only had for 1 year, and that was under Barak. A government that actually campaigned on getting out of Lebanon, making peace with the Palestinians. Even Rabin, his government, and even on the eve of his assassination, Rabin's positions were to the right of positions that are voiced by Netanyahu. So there's a question of whether Israel truly had a left-wing government in the way that some people think of it. But it's quite simple. If there is a true opportunity to make final peace and there will be a need for some territorial concessions, there's no doubt that the majority of Israelis will support that. It's just that ever since the failure of the Palestinians to say yes to repeated peace overtures and the fact that it was followed by such bloody mayhem really led a lot of Israelis to say, okay, this is not happening anytime soon. So let's just focus on not dying, prospering economically, doing well. And when the Palestinians change their mind, we'll be here.
Einat Wolf, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.